says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We're on the air, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And
you are listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on June 30th, 2016. Thank you for joining us. As always, we will take your calls live at our call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's an easy to remember number, I know, because I'm able to remember it. 313-9443. With us also is our astute analyst, George, in Maryland. And thank you so much, George, for being with us.
Thank you, James. Happy Friday night and an excellent week to you and your show.
Well, thank you very much. We have some more good news today. We have some good polling news. And I'll jump right to the beginning of that. The Rasmussen poll shows Donald Trump leading Clinton in the November presidential election. Let me go right to that poll. The Rasmussen poll out. Rasmussen reports out today in the general election. Donald Trump at 43%, Hillary Clinton at 39%, a 4-point spread. That's the biggest Trump advantage I believe that we've seen in any poll yet. And the Rasmussen report, it's very nice to have it appear there, because Rasmussen, I think, is one of the more highly thought of polls, thought of as being more accurate. So, good news today. Then in the other polls, we don't have other polls on a national scale showing Trump in the lead, but those other polls are showing the two good things. The Clinton lead, as they claim, and I say it's a fairy tale lead. The Clinton lead is small in all these other polls. And item number two, positive item number two, the effect, the third party and fourth party effect of Gary Johnson with the Libertarians and Jill Stein with the Green Party is not hurting Donald Trump. It may even be hurting Hillary Clinton. I'll give you one example of that right out of the gate here. Again, a poll released today. Let me see if my eyes can focus on it correctly. In the IBDTIPP poll, whatever that stands for, when run as a two-way race with no third or fourth party candidate, Clinton is beating Trump by 4 points. Clinton 44, Trump 40. When they insert Gary Johnson into the polling and Jill Stein, Libertarian and Green parties respectively, Clinton's lead shrinks. I love this. It shrinks from 4 points to a single point. Clinton 37, Trump 36, Gary Johnson 9, Jill Stein 5. That is just music to my ears, because I did have a big concern when the neocons, Bill Kristol leading the neocon charge, and Charles Krauthammer all over your TV screens, were proposing third-party candidates as a way to stop Trump. They were even proposing taking over the Libertarian Party. And I guess Gary Johnson didn't like that idea, because he was the he had been lined up to be the repeat candidate of the Libertarian Party. And the neocon idea of taking over the Libertarian Party ballot position with their own candidate, somebody like, Mitt Romney, that would be quite a slap in the face for Gary Johnson. There must have been some hot sessions behind doors. So Gary Johnson is still the Libertarian candidate and will remain so. But the goal of Krauthammer and Crystal and all the rest of the neocon people who have been in control of our political scene now for decade upon decade was to stop Trump. That means you'd be wanting to hurt Trump more than Clinton with the entry of the third party and fourth party candidates. Well, tain't so. Sorry, Charles. Sorry, Bill. It isn't working, is it? Clinton is hurt bad in this IBD poll by the insertion of Johnson and Stein. So now we wonder, George, what the fiends inside the neocon brain trust, what lamed idea are they going to come up with to fix this?
You're onto an important thing. There's 130 days to go, and there's not enough time to scrape up that October surprise third party that would ruin everything. But it is not too late for the Attorney General to meet with Bill Clinton, and that's all that was on the media today, all day long. The commander in briefs having a meeting on the tarmac with Ms. Lynch. And even CNN is coming out saying, oh, my God, this is bad for Hillary.
Now, give us your take on it. Give us your analysis of this. Lay out the facts for the folks and then your interpretation.
Well, what I can take is Bill Clinton had a meeting with the Attorney General, who he had appointed a long time ago as a judge, and they met on the tarmac at an airport and had an undisclosed discussion about undisclosed things. And the appearance of it was really bad. So The Hill and Politico and CNN, and it was on every station today. You know, what were they talking about? Nobody knows. But these articles are, oh my gosh, are they that stupid to meet in public and have all the cameras and going, something smell funny in the Hillary camp.
Okay, and continue. This is odd, meeting on the tarmac. This is bizarre. What's your thought there?
Yeah, it's bizarre, too. I'm actually hoping that a couple of callers can help me, but apparently they were talking about Hillary's emails. And that's very interesting. Hold still there, Attorney General. I want you to be very nice to my wife and with all her entanglements on emails.
Do we know who initiated the meeting or just exactly how it came to pass?
Well, there's I sent you three different links on it, and all I can piece together is that they had their meeting, and you know, obviously, I don't think the Attorney General went and sought out Bill Clinton and say, "Hey, mate, let's have a talk." It's very what the Hill and Politico thing was. Oh my God, Bill was either strong arming or otherwise influencing the Attorney General, going, make sure you do the right thing. If you're going to indict my wife for something really bad like that, something really bad will happen to you. So I think this is something we could be talking about for quite a few days.
Yes.
Attorney General Lynch's meeting with President Clinton creates the appearance of a violation of law, ethical standards, and good judgment. Groups to Attorney General Lynch's decision to breach the well-defined ethical standards of the Department of Justice. I'm reading from CNN.com. And the American legal profession is an outrageous abuse of the public's trust. Her conduct and statements undermine confidence in her ability to objectively investigate and prosecute possible violations of law associated with President Clinton and Secretary Clinton. Even some Democrats say the optics don't look good. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, says he believes Lynch will remain objective in her role, but would have advised against the meeting, which he says sends the wrong signal, even if it was a brief, casual, social meeting with the former president. So you can read all the articles basically reflect that.
And, wow.
And the cameras were all over it going, yep, there's Bill Clinton. And that lady he's with, yep, she's the attorney general. All that was missing was Barack Obama himself.
Wow. Okay.
Your tax dollars at work, James.
Yeah, they made the mistake of being on camera. And, yeah, exactly. You've got them there on camera. What can you say? And so now both of them are going to have to issue statements. Now, if they have to, you know, if they did, in fact, breach the ethical standards, as CNN is saying, and it is a breach for them to even be talking. But if they talked about the wrong subjects, even worse, then they may find themselves lying. They may lie about what happened, and then this, of course, that becomes its own story. If there was someone else who heard what they talked about, who blows the whistle. So this is, this is tremendous. And of course, folks, remember, Bill Clinton is a subject of investigation as well as Hillary Clinton, in the sense that Hillary's emails, in being investigated by the FBI, concerned Bill Clinton a great deal. They concerned Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, that's the name of it. All three of them are on the name of the foundation, which has received hundreds of millions of dollars of clearly improper gifts. You have to put those in ironic quotes, gifts from places like the Middle Eastern oil sheikdoms, at the very same moment that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was doling out big favors, supposedly independently of this, doling out big favors to those very same sheikdoms. That's just one example. And the amounts of money we're talking about here, the level of corruption, are beyond anything that we've seen in American politics ever. These aren't $100,000 bribes. These are $100 million bribes.
We'll take it. You know, anything like this that happened to a Republican, The campaign would have ended 20 minutes later. You got time for another quick paragraph from
sure.
Politico.
Yes.
Repeatedly, reporters on Thursday asked White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest whether Barack Obama approved of Clinton's social visit with Lynch and her husband as her plane sat on the Phoenix Airport tarmac on Tuesday, even as her Justice Department investigates Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server in the midst of a campaign. Repeatedly, Earnest deflected, instead stressing Obama's insistence that the investigation should be conducted without political interference. And, you know, a lot of what I would say is blah, blah, blah. So it happened. All the press was tipped off, and they were there. And there were pictures. I mean, MSNBC was on there going, oh, no, I can't believe this is happening. This is bad for our candidate. We still love you, Hillary.
Well, now watch Donald Trump pounce on this tomorrow. He is going to be speaking at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver, and he'll be the keynote speaker. He will be sharing the podium on day one of the Western Conservative Summit with Sarah Palin. And present, this will be very interesting for the Republican Party. All sorts of people like Ben Sass, the Nebraska senator, who was touted by Bill Kristol personally. He was mentioned as a good third-party candidate to stop Trump. And Ben Sass, you know, even kind of played footsie with this idea. Ben Sass will be there eating crow at the Western Conservative Summit, and hopefully Donald Trump will get the stampede even further energized with any of the holdouts like Ben Sass and so on being brought into line, corralled into the proper form of stampede. We'll return to this story, and let's also go back and take another look at a story we covered earlier. And that is the story, this connects directly with Donald Trump, of the Brexit vote, Britain's version of the Trump phenomenon. The Brexit vote, of course, won on June 23rd. Nigel Farage gave a stunning speech in the European Parliament shortly thereafter, just clobbering the Eurocrats and the European Union as the catastrophe that it is. A wonderful speech. But here, now listen to this. This is Nigel Farage speaking on June 8th, before the Brexit vote. Listen to what he had to say before the vote. It's just as powerful as what he said after the vote. Really showing some tremendous statesmanship here and his ability to see into the future. Let's go to this now.
Well, thank you. Well, Commissioner, I don't think we can call the Juncker investment plan a rip-roaring success. Just have a look around at the empty seats this morning. And the idea that tens of billions of private capital are going to arrive for joint projects with you guys, frankly, I think is pie in the sky. Though, happily, Mr. Cameron, of course, has committed £6 billion of our money to this project. And if ever you're short of money, just ask Mr. Cameron, because he always pays up. But it is, I think, these grand projects that in many ways, I think, are sowing the seeds of the end of this political project. I came in here in 1999 and sat at the back, and there were only three of us in the whole building who thought our member state should leave the European Union. But it's grand projects that have turned the tide of public opinion, in particular the introduction of the euro. You know, I warned you, we all warned you, that it would not work for the Mediterranean countries. It could comfortably work for the optimal currency zone in the north, but no, through massive ambition and hubris, you ploughed on, and you allowed countries like Greece to join a currency that they were never fit for. And what is happening to Greece now? Well, they're facing the next bailout in probably July of this year. And because you want to hold your project together, you are forcing them, bit by bit, to become a third world country. And all I can say, frankly, is shame on you. The other big, grand project was to allow into this union first 8 and then 10 former communist countries. Some of them with human rights records that are, frankly, shocking and abysmal, and others in which corruption is so rife that these countries have not made the transition to being full Western democracies. When I was first elected here, the word immigration did not even appear on my election address. We did not use that word once when the first three of us got elected here. But now, as we've allowed much poorer countries to have the free movement of peoples, we see considerable anger in Britain and in many countries across the north of Europe. And yes, it's led to the rise of parties that some may consider to be deeply unpleasant. But that's what happens when you take control out of people's lives. And the other feature, President, that I've noticed here is the growth of what I can only describe as authoritarianism. You know, we actually saw the Prime Minister of Greece removed effectively by a coup d'etat, and we saw Mr. Berlusconi removed by a coup d'etat, and in both cases represented by appointees who were former directors of Goldman Sachs. So I think you've sowed the seeds of your own destruction. We have in 2 weeks' time what is to be the biggest event in the history of this project. It is the British referendum, and it's not just about whether Britain leaves the European Union, because if we make that choice, I'm confident many other countries will make that choice too. I did originally believe that we should leave because we were a square peg in a round hole. But when I saw what happened here in 2005, when the French and Dutch rejected the Constitution, and yet, sneakily, it was brought in through the back door as the Lisbon Treaty, I realised then that this is not just bad for Britain, it's bad for the whole of Europe, and I hope that on June the 23rd, it isn't just Independence Day for the United Kingdom. I hope it brings an end to this entire project. And in a few years' time, we could be sovereign, democratic nation states.
I'll pause it right there. And we'll come right back to Nigel Farage after this break.
Just bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the show, and we're listening to Nigel Farage. I have only 60 seconds to go of Nigel Farage, and then I want to play for you a little of Donald Trump on the O'Reilly Factor yesterday, in which Donald Trump just hammers Clinton and makes tremendous gains in his getting his message out. Let's go to Nigel Farage here. Let me find that for you. Here he is. He's got only 30 more seconds in his speech. So we'll pick up where we left off. This is 2 weeks before the Brexit vote. Nigel Farage really playing the role of the prophet here and calling this the doom of the European Union.
Trade together. I hope this is the last time I'll be speaking in this parliament from a member state. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope that we are going to leave this union on June the 23rd. And so I'm going out now. I may be some time.
Et maintenant.
Okay, he actually only had seconds more to go. But there it was. Nigel Farage, 2 weeks before this momentous vote, which came out in the Patriot favor. And he said in his speech after the vote, he said, "I don't think Britain is going to be the last of the nations to leave the European Union." So he's really calling this is the end of the European Union. Really a wonderful, you know, we're nationalists and we're for sovereignty and we're for our identity and the return of who we are in our nations, including here in America. Donald Trump's doing exactly the same thing as our European cousins are doing in Europe, in making Europe great again. So I'll just give you the tone here. Here's Donald Trump on the O'Reilly Factor. And he's also, we also have a talk he gave in Manchester, New Hampshire today. I'll get that for you before the show is over. But let's listen to him on the O'Reilly Factor here. If I can find it. Well, I don't have it queued up right away. The other speech I want to cover that Trump gave was a speech he gave yesterday in Bangor, Maine. And what was earth-shaking about this speech was that Donald Trump gave a very detailed 10 or so point list of his economic policies and very, very clear, very, very powerful. Crowd went wild, a huge crowd. Let me give you a little sample of that. Here's a point where he said, listen to what he says. George, you'll relate to this. You're my age, or you're a little younger than I am, but here's Paul is exactly my age, and he would relate to this. Here's Donald Trump well into this speech yesterday in New Hampshire. In Maine, rather. Here he comes. I think I've got the right spot.
So, you know, we lost. Since then, I think we lose. We only lose. We're going to start winning again. Our military is depleted. It's going to be rebuilt. We have old obsolete equipment in our military, our jet fighters. We get our parts from the plane graveyard and from museums. That's how bad it is. All right. You've seen that. We are going to take care of our vets properly. Our vets are not being taken care of.
Let me pause Donald Trump, and I'll come back to a key thing he says in Bangor, Maine.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Indeed, let's rebuild America first. And Donald Trump has been hammering that point, Merle Haggard's point, let's rebuild America first, one of his campaign slogans. Donald Trump today was in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the former Osram Sylvania building. Remember those? You probably have seen these Osram light bulbs that you probably have in your home, Sylvania light bulbs. Here's Donald Trump at that building talking today. Let's listen in.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you. Very sad when you look at a plant like this, which was so prosperous, had so many years of great success and so many employees working here, and now you look at what's gone on, and it's quite a sad thing. It's really my honor to be back in New Hampshire. You know, You probably hear me a lot. I talk about New Hampshire because it was the site of my first victory. This is where I had my first victory. And I don't know, I've got so many friends up here. It's been an amazing state to me. And I learned a lot. I learned about the heroin pouring in, and I said, no way. You look at these beautiful trees and these beautiful streams and lakes and everything else. I said, this is not heroin country. It is heroin country. And it's coming from the southern border, much of it. And we're going to take care of it. And I told the people of New Hampshire, if I win, we're going to build the wall. We're going to have an amazing border. People are going to come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. And we're going to do a real job. But I owe very, very, I owe so much to the people of New Hampshire. I mean, getting that first win. You know, after watching politics all of my life, I watch politics. And New Hampshire has that special ring to it. And also for the people of New Hampshire, you know, there's big movement to move you to the back of the pack. Trump wins. That's not happening. I can guarantee you that. So we're going to take some questions in a little while. This was sort of a special group of people that we invited, just a small one. We're going to be in and out, but we're going to take some questions. I'll say a few words. I want to introduce, though, a man that's worked here for many years, Mike. And Mike actually had the distinct lack of honor of training people from Mexico to take his job. And that's exactly what he did. He came up, Mr. Trump, could I have a picture? I said, who are you? He said, Mike. I worked here, how many years, Mike?
29 years.
And he took a large group of people. He trained them. They're right now down in Mexico. The company moved to Mexico. He trained the people that took his jobs. And it's a very sad thing. Just say a few words, Mike.
I'd just like to say that I back Donald Trump 100%. America can be great again if we just give it that one good try. And, I mean, for all it's worth, you know, this place used to be a place I called home, where my bread and butter was. I continue to work and prosper, but however, it's just heartbreaking to see the jobs go to Mexico and outside of the country. I'd like to see Donald Trump make America great again. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't even know Mike endorsed me, but I'll take it. We have a lot of endorsements, I'll tell you that.
I'll pause it right here, folks. There's so much going on. There's so little time in this show. What you just heard, but you didn't see, let me fill in the visual for you. They're outdoors, outside of the Osram Sylvania plant. You have Osram light bulbs in your home. You have at some point had Osram light bulbs. They were made in this plant, which is now empty. And Donald Trump did a brilliant thing today. And this could be repeated. How many days left in the campaign, George?
130.
He could in these 130 days, folks, he could just schedule events as he did. This is just right off on the fly. He scheduled this event at an empty plant. These are skeletons all over the United States, plants that are just empty, rusting, wind blowing through broken windows. He could schedule events at these broken, shut-down steel mills, shipyards, you name it, all kinds of big, good jobs. He could schedule events at these monuments to the insanity of liberalism and globalism. And schedule these great events, a wonderful way to make his point. So he did that today. And the guy that you just saw, again, this is typical of Donald Trump. He was standing there speaking at the microphone in the sun in a tank top with arms the size of tree trunks, biceps, big guy who had worked in this plant. And he had, and as many people can recount this story, millions of Americans have experienced this. He trained the people who took his job and then helped unbolt the machinery and put it on flat cars for Mexico. So, Donald Trump has said, Stephen Miller said in his speech introducing Donald Trump in Bangor, Maine yesterday, he said, we are, every time somebody proposes shutting down another American manufacturing plant, we are specifically going to go into that plant, target it, and keep it running. We're going to do everything possible to keep it running, use all the tools at our disposal to save these manufacturing facilities, the best jobs America has ever had. Let me turn to the callers now. And our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Let's go first to Jason in, I believe, Massachusetts. Jason?
Hello, sir. I don't believe I've ever called into your show before, but how is your night going, sir?
Great. Thank you.
Great. Excellent. So in terms of Trump, I'm a Trump supporter. I've been a Trump supporter. I never watched a single episode. I'm 32 years old from Massachusetts, by the way. I never watched a single episode of The Apprentice. I didn't learn anything about Donald Trump until I saw him refuse to take the pledge to support the eventual nominee at the Republican first debate back in August on the 15th. And to me, knowing how the world really works and doing this deep research that frankly kind of ruined your life. Has it ruined your life, sir, learning about how the world really works, if I may ask?
Well, Jason, first of all, thank you for a first-time call. Thank you very much. I hope you have many more in the future. I know exactly what you're saying. It's very discouraging, obviously, watching your own people sink into the slime. It's a very, very discouraging thing. And one of the jobs I feel moral obligations I have as a radio person is to help people, help rebuild our morale and
sure
give people hope.
You have a more positive scope. Let me educate you a little bit about this. And I'm not trying to take over your show, and I'm going to hang up after I make two points. My first point will be, this is a spiritual war, and if we don't win this thing, we're going to American youth, like all the kids you see walking around the street going to ice cream stands, are going to experience what Nazi Germany went through, and even worse because their plan worked better.
Yeah, I'd say they're going to experience what the...
Point number two. Hmm? I want to say to your listening audience, and then I'll hang up and I'll take any other response off the air, and again, I'm not trying to take over your show, but anyone in this listening audience who believes that two planes took out three buildings on 9/11, you need to turn off this radio and you need to go home and talk to mommy and daddy and figure out what the hell they did wrong to you, because you don't understand what is really happening around the world. Thank you very much, sir, and I'll take the rest of your opinions off the air, okay?
Well, Jason, thank you very much, and I'm going to address your last point right now. Something you could do, folks, is go to ae911truth.org, that website, ae911truth.org, and what Jason's talking about there, of course, is World Trade Center number 7, which collapsed in its own footprint on 5 hours after the two taller buildings collapsed after being hit by planes. But somehow World Trade Center number 7 managed to do the same collapse without ever being touched by anything. And the public has, my gosh, what a screw up by our enemies. And that's the smoking gun is World Trade Center 7. And let me tell you, Donald Trump, as a man who builds such buildings and bigger than World Trade Center 7 and has built many of them, knows exactly what goes into building a building. He knows exactly how big a 4-foot dimension steel beam is, and knows exactly how impossible it is for it to collapse or melt or crumble. Steel like that doesn't crumble. And Donald Trump, maybe as much as any man alive, knows that. So you can imagine his thoughts on World Trade Center 7 and why.
Hey, James, commentary. Mr. Jason, that was wonderful. Please come back and please consider being an activist. It's not as easy as it looks. But, hard charges like you at your age, I am old. James is older. And, we need good, young, inspired folks like you. Being in opposition space, it's very, very difficult. And you understand that, you know, 911 is utter fraud. That's a damn good start. So welcome to the fight.
Yeah, I hear, hear. And the I'm gonna play a little audio here. I'm gonna play a little audio of Donald Trump on the O'Reilly Factor right now, and just to give you a flavor of how well he did in this interview with Bill O'Reilly, I'm just gonna jump here right in the middle. I don't even know where we are, but he did so well from end to end. Here he is.
And I hear the poll, and I see it. And I've seen a couple of others.
Well 32%
there was a poll out that I'm at
32% of women support
that I'm up
you.
To
so
32 or 33
and then
with
they're
Hispanic,
the ones with the signs, but the other ones who don't are.
Well,
but it seems to
no, but
me.
Bill, I just saw the poll. I just saw the poll that came out. I think it's Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac.
I'm at 33%. I'm at 33% with Hispanic. Now I'm 6 or 7 or 8 points higher than Romney was. And, you know, if I listened to you, in all fairness, a few months ago, I was going to get nothing with Hispanic.
I'm up to
33%.
In a political campaign, and believe me, I'm not one to give advice to anybody because I'm not a politician. But traditionally, the message was tailored to a certain group. That's how votes are won. You have not run a traditional campaign, so I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying you're down 19 in the Fox poll on women, and if you are going to tailor a message to them, I'd like to know what that message is. That's all.
Well, I can tell you right now what it is. It's strength, it's borders, it's a strong military. We are going to protect our country. It's keeping people that want to kill us out of our country. You have to be vetted, and I mean vetted very strongly. It's not letting the people from the migration, the Syrians, or whoever they are, because we have no idea who they are, Bill, because you can't tell who they are because they have no paperwork whatsoever.
So it's a protection.
And
it's
Obama and Clinton are letting them come into our country by the thousands.
So
and
national
we're not gonna
security,
let them come in. We can't let them come in.
The security message may resonate. Final question in this poll, 30% of Americans, only 30% see Hillary Clinton as being honest and trustworthy, but 34% only see you as honest and trustworthy. Again, are you going to tell her a message that might get that number up?
I'm honest. I'm trustworthy. I tell it like it is. I'm here. I didn't need to do this. I'm enjoying it, but I'm enjoying it because we're going to make America great again.
All
we
right.
are going to make America great again. We're also going to make America safe again, Bill.
You know what I have to say, and I've said this before, you're willing to take fire from guys like me, but Mrs. Clinton much more reticent to do that. However, we hope, and she'll come on, and we invite her on all the time. But you're here, and I think that means something. So we appreciate your time, as
Thank
always,
you.
Mr. Trump.
Thank you.
Directly ahead is stopping these attacks. Is there anything more we can do?
That was, of course, Bill O'Reilly, who has not been the best. Sean Hannity's done a much better job of realizing that Donald Trump is the light at the end of the tunnel for us. Bill O'Reilly didn't get it. He's having to be dragged kicking and screaming into the Trump revolution. But you heard a little bit right there. Donald Trump dominating Bill O'Reilly, who attempts to dominate other people. Donald Trump, on point after point in a long interview, just hit the ball out of the park. And so Donald Trump moved the ball forward a lot yesterday in that appearance. You heard his appearance today in Manchester, New Hampshire. And tomorrow, we're really looking forward to this. Tomorrow, he will be at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver, Colorado. So we'll be reporting on that to you. George, your comment?
I do. When we get to your show on Sunday, I hope some of our stalwarts will chime in a little bit about today's events. Today's events with the Attorney General are extremely important. We harken back to Watergate. Things don't bode well at all for a sitting president or the powers that be when your Attorney General is kind of being pointed at as being corrupt. Names like Elliot Richardson and John Mitchell and Richard Kleindienst, for those of us old enough to remember Watergate, that was a bad news for the Nixon administration. So now we have Attorney General Lynch, and the entire media is going, what was this woman smoking? So this is a big deal. And, you know, I've read it all, but I'd love to hear some of our folks have a little more commentary, because we have a crooked attorney general, sports fans.
Yes. And the a big mistake. The enemy has made an enormous mistake here with this meeting on the tarmac between the commander in briefs, Bill Clinton, who wants to be the first husband still in briefs, and Loretta Lynch. And, of course, Loretta Lynch is just a sock puppet for Obama. And also, I didn't realize this. That's a good point that you made, George, that Loretta Lynch was initially appointed to position of power by Bill Clinton. So, boy, what an appearance of impropriety.
Yeah, stinky, stinky, stinky. Thank you, Clinton campaign.
We'll be back with your calls and more for our last segment right after this.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop.
We're back, folks, in our final segment of today's installment of the Trump Phenomenon. We're on 5 days a week from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have a sixth show on Sundays. We are on from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time with our American Freedom Party report. All six of these shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network are sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And I invite you, only devote seconds to this, but we should devote more time to it. And learn more about the American Freedom Party. They are the people bringing you all of these radio shows. And I invite you to help support the radio shows. Let me give you an address where you can contribute. My name, James Kelso, mailing address, Post Office Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. Put a little money in an envelope, check. You can also call me at 701-317-5317 and help pay for these shows. We want to keep this show running, the Trump phenomenon, we want to keep that running all the way through two presidential terms for Donald John Trump. And this will be the revolution coming to America. On a daily basis, Donald Trump will be roiling the waters and undoing the damage of more than half a century that neocons and their ilk have done to our great republic and people during our lifetimes. We've seen it all happen in our lifetimes. Donald Trump, in his talk today, he said, when I was young, we won everything. Of course, he just turned 70. I'm 68, so I know what he's talking about. That's true. When we were little kids, America won everything. And the outlook was so sunny, and the thought never occurred to people, young people in my generation, that something nasty lay ahead in our futures. George, you're right. All of the networks, everybody has picked up the seemingly corrupt Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting in Arizona. The New York Times is on it. Wall Street Journal is compelled to cover it. And here's what the New York Times says today. An airport encounter this week between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton has welled. Well, they always use these fancy verbs. They're so literate. Has welled into a political storm, with the Republicans asserting that it compromised the Justice Department's politically sensitive investigation into Hillary Clinton's email practices while she was Secretary of State. Obama administration declined to say on Thursday whether the meeting between Ms. Lynch and Mr. Clinton in Phoenix on Monday night was appropriate. Ms. Lynch said the meeting with Mr. Clinton was unplanned, largely social, and did not touch on the email investigation. She suggested that he walked uninvited from his plane to her government plane. Okay, there's the story. And we'll return to that story in tomorrow night's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, George, for being
Sunday.
With us.
Tomorrow night's your day off, James.
Oh. It's...
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday. I'm wrong. It is tomorrow night. Sorry,
yes,
folks.
We're going to be back. We'll be back tomorrow night, folks. See you there.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.